good morning and happy Tasted Tuesday on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. We are live streaming from the center of North America, Brandon, Canada. It is a fun and frivolic show with beach time, great food, some travel, and of course, all the pop culture and hot headlines that you need to start your day. Thank you for being part of it. We've got an extra big audience this morning because locally, everyone is waiting to see if there is a healthcare strike. And we've got good news this morning. It appears it's been averted. Some breaking news this morning. We'll have details on that. Looks like, again, the healthcare strike could have been the second largest labor disruption in our province's history. Looks like it's been averted literally at the last second. We'll have the details coming up in just a second. Also, the latest on Hurricane Milton. It's a Category 5 barreling towards Florida. Now, unlike storms in this part of the world where they happen in seconds, there's literally no time to prepare. At best, you might have 5 or 10 minutes. There's literally days to prepare in a hurricane, and we're about a day out from this thing landing in Florida. So while this is a massive storm, and it is going to do a tremendous amount of damage in Florida, as far as people's safety is concerned, the officials just aren't messing around. They're saying, get the hell out of Florida. Get out of Florida now. Go north. Get out while you can. And so highways are quite busy this morning, as you could well imagine. Actually, this is a look at the master map this morning, as highways are definitely not congested, but they're busy as people are trying to flee the situation, try to get out of the path of this beast. Look at it on the radar. Oh, my God. Sustained winds of 180 miles per hour. It's unprecedented, the damage that this could do. But again, the glass half full is that there's time to get out of there. There's time to get out of Florida, go north. We'll be watching this unfold. They're saying that it could make landfall around midnight on Thursday. That's the estimate right now. So today being Tuesday, still got like all day today, all day Wednesday to get out of the state. But man, it is going to do some unbelievable damage. This is being widely shared on social media this morning. It is obviously some communication from the union that says the strike is postponed. At 4:25 a.m. this morning, it appears the union bargaining teams reached a tentative agreement, which will see significant improvements. We will reach out to you with the details. It looks like those that are negotiating say, this is fantastic. It's a good deal. We will be recommending our members accept this tentative agreement, which means it's not 100% done, but this is the part that's going to affect you. All employees are asked to show up to their regularly scheduled shifts. It will be service as usual. Everything goes on as normal, and everyone can breathe a sigh of relief, because this was going to be a big deal, and likely why it was downplayed in the media so much, because it snuck up on us, the 6 a.m. deadline. Of course, those involved, it didn't sneak up on. They're at the bargaining table trying to make sure that this deal got done. But had it not got done, 25,000 people would have walked off the job this morning. They were supposed to walk off at 6 a.m. I went to the MGEU website, and it's like, okay, here's your picket arrangements for noon today. So there would have been picket lines literally in hours. So that is going to be avoided, apparently. There are no picket shifts today, and this text says, please spread the word. And it went out at 5:30 this morning. From the hockey cards that are available now, the NHL hockey cards, you can collect those for yourself, for your kids. They've got hockey card parties that are coming up. Now, keep in mind, this will be at two stores specifically, 18th Street and at the Tim Hortons in Dauphin. NHL trading cards, NHL trading cards, just $1.50 with a beverage, and hockey card trading card nights are a big deal. These are so popular. Free to attend November 7th and 14th, 6 to 8 p.m., 18th Street in Brandon, and at 1565 Main Street in Dauphin. Free samples, free draws, giveaway, special guests, and more. They are a big deal. As you can see on my shelf here, or maybe you can't, you can see it right there. You can see my Tim Hortons bucket. I put it there. It's my glow-in-the-dark bucket from Tim Hortons. It's a Timbit bucket, $10.99. Get that thing filled. But you've got to really act fast. I'm hearing supplies are very, very limited. Very limited. So whether it's a glow-in-the-dark bucket, the glow-in-the-dark tumbler, the ghost mug, or the various other Halloween merchandise available at Tim Hortons, you've got to act fast if you're going to get your hands on them because it is super, super popular. Also, Leon's Furniture Superstore, they've got employee pricing on right now. That means that you pay what they pay. It's like you get to work for Leon's without having to fill out a time card. You can work for Leon's without having to show up. In fact, you can just tell everybody, hey, I'll work for Leon's the next couple of weeks. I get the employee discount. That's what this is all about. So whether you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, go see the actual staff at Leon's and give them a high five. Hey, coworker, and they'll look at you kind of weird, but just say, hey, listen, I get into these things. It's employee pricing. Let's have some fun with it. You get some extra special red hot deals at Leon's Furniture Superstore for the next 10 days only at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And again, you can pick stuff out at leons.ca before you leave the house. Find something awesome that they'll have on site for you in Brandon's West End. And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakeries, we get set to give thanks this weekend. You've got the turkey ready to go. You probably got pierogies ready to go. It is pierogi day today. But what about the bread? Where is your bread coming from? Where is your big loaf? Where are your sweet treats coming from? I challenge you. I ask you to pay a visit to Kuiper's Family Bakery and see the amazing selection of baked goods that they have got there for you for your Thanksgiving Day table. Want to impress the guests? Kuiper's Family Bakery. Want to impress your in-laws? Yeah, maybe we don't regret that he married our daughter after all. Look at this incredible bread he laid out here at Thanksgiving. You know how you do that? You go to Kuiper's Family Bakery. They'll take care of you. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. It's pierogi day today. Happy pierogi day. Happy pierogi day. What is a pierogi? And as silly as that is, this show live streams around the world. Not everybody knows what a pierogi is. A pierogi is a delicious little dumpling with its origins in Ukraine, Poland. Very, very popular in this part of the world. It's a staple. It is a staple done up just like this. This is a nicely pinched pierogi with fried onions. There's some bacon there too. Usually enjoyed with a huge amount of sour cream, some butter on there. Do you have a friend that doesn't like pierogies? And are they still your friend? Look at that bacon. Look at, oh, they put dill inside. This person's going to make them right here. You see it right before your eyes. A little bit of flour, a little bit of egg. Of course, you got to be boiling some potatoes off. Oh, she's doing that now. Oh, she really did this up. This lady is really, she is leveling up her pierogies here. I mean, the fact that she took the skins off her potatoes here, I just thought, yeah, mine are kind of a mess. Look, she cubed them all so nicely with a little bit of butter and a little bit of dill in there too. Oh, yeah. And they don't just come in potato. They come in a variety of different flavors. Now, potato is number one. And she put dill in her. These are going to taste friggin' amazing. But help me out here. There's prune pierogies. I love cabbage. Oh, I love cabbage pierogies. My family does not because of what it does to Dad. But, oh, see, she's showing you right here. This is how it's done. She used a fork. But, see, Baba hands, this is why Baba's in this part of the world, and Baba is Ukrainian for grandmother, and that's why Babas have arms like Popeye. Remember Popeye the Sailor, and he had these huge arms? It's because Babas would pinch lots of pierogies, and it takes some work to get those pierogies pinched just right. It takes a little bit of work, and that's why Babas are so special, so loved. One of many reasons. But when you have a Baba pierogi, a pierogi made by grandma, you know it. You know what you've had. You know you've had love in a plate. Seriously, this person was using a fork to pinch the pierogies. Michelle says plum pierogies are delicious. Plum. That's more of like a dessert almost. I like Cabbage and potato. You know what I like about cabbage pierogies is there's always a lot. Cabbage are not the number one. Potatoes always go first. And it's like, fine, eat the potato ones. I'll take on the cabbage ones. There's no worries there. Quentin says, I'll be having a batch for Thanksgiving. Oh, I think most of us in this part of the world will be having some pierogies. There it is with some sour cream. Oh, yeah. It's got to be sour cream. Those people who have ketchup with their pierogies, I'm sorry, you must give me your phone number. I must show up with the police, and we must arrest you. You can't have ketchup on your pierogies. Michelle likes the sauerkraut ones, too. Oh, I do. I love them. They are good. MJ just bought 3 bags of Chimo. They're on sale. That'll do till you get the homemade ones. It'll do. And Bob are okay. Babas are best. Molly says, Tyler killing his family one by one with cabbage farts. Molly, we know each other so well. That is exactly what is going on. And we'll show up at Thanksgiving and they'll say, yay, pierogies. And then they go, oh no, Dad, they have cabbage. I'm like, why are you saying, oh no? That's why. Oh no means there is going to be big trouble in just a matter of seconds. Oh God, that looks good. I have to shut this off. I want pierogies right now. I'm going to get some pancakes. It's Taste of Tuesday. Pancake waffle mix, gluten-free even. And you know what? They're getting to the point. The gluten-free stuff is getting so good. Even if you have like a gluten intolerance in pierogies, there's flour involved. The gluten-free flour, they've gotten so good. It's expensive. But as far as the taste goes, gluten-free flour is pretty good. It's pretty much on par, I would think. Cranberry pierogi. I have never had 99 Steelman. Cranberry pierogi. Another one that's kind of more like a dessert. Quentin wants to see a pumpkin spice pierogi. That sounds disgusting, actually. That sounds pretty bad. Molly is going to mail Quentin a pumpkin spice pierogi. That's a good idea. He would love that. No one loves pumpkin spice more than Quentin. He is Mr. Pumpkin Spice. I am Mr. Bacon. I'll take the bacon and fried onions. Thank you very much. But so we got prune, we got cranberry, we got potato. Is there such a thing as a hamburger pierogi? A meat pierogi? A pulled pork pierogi? Where's Porky Jr.? A pulled pork pierogi? Ho, 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 ho. Pulled pork pierogi. Derek. Oh, okay. So Derek has shared the Chimo pizza pierogies. I don't know what I think about these. They're okay. So Trev is off the hook. We have found out the mystery, I guess. So Trev says, have you ever had pizza pierogies? I'm like, pizza pops, I love them, but these are not pizza pops. They're baby pizza pops. Really, let's be honest, they're baby pizza pops. For those that can't take the big pizza pops, I've never had these before. I might have to try. Mavis says, we use the GF flour from Co-op. It's really good. I also use it for GF onion rings mixed with cornmeal and some oh, God. I am so hungry this morning. Oh, this food. Look at this. Even though I think pizza pierogies are kind of ridiculous, I want one. Now would be a time to try. You know what I have to do? I have to tone things down a little bit here. Let's tone things down and switch gears to something I don't like. And that doesn't happen all that often when it comes to food or drink. I like almost everything. But if you've been to the grocery store, and of course I have because, getting ready for Taste of Tuesday, and next time you go to the grocery store and you go to grab some eggs or some butter or some sour cream for your pierogies tonight because it's National Pierogi Day, you're going to come across this, eggnog. Now, if somebody held a gun to my head and said, look, we're going to take you out, and I was having a good day and figured I'd like to live to see another week or so, I would probably drink the eggnog. But I am not an eggnog fan. It's too rich. It's too goopy. It's too sweet. Ugh. Not a big fan of the nog. How about you? So it's in stores. It's available now. Eggnog season has arrived. And this ties into an article that I came across this morning that Costco has got Kirkland eggnog with rum mixed in it. So I might have to change my mind on eggnog. And there's so much rum, apparently, some U.S. states refuse to carry it. I'm not making it up. It's Kirkland. It's got rum. It's a pre-mixed eggnog. I might just have to try it. Maybe they'll convince me to be a fan of eggnog. Oh, Tosh doesn't like the sick noise. The sick noise. Koenig still joins me, though. Sick emoji. However, Road Reverend is a big fan of eggnog. Yellow Jacket says with spiced rum. It's just too rich. Shirley says my husband and kids love it. And then, you know, you've got people saying, wait a second, it's not November 11th yet. We, you know, this debate rears its ugly head every year. From Walmart putting up Christmas trees to, okay, Remembrance Day. Listen, guys, these holidays are crossing over in ways we never imagined. You know, we got Mariah Carey and Michael Jackson on the radio at the same time. It hasn't even been Halloween yet. What the hell? KDD says eggnog and spiced rum. Mavis says love nog, but I mix it with milk. And actually, when I was a kid, that is how I would do it, too. As a kid, I had more of a taste for it, and I agree with you. Putting it, I guess it just was too sweet, too rich for me. It's just one of those things that it's like drinking ice cream, almost. If your ice cream melted, it reminds me that if your ice cream melted in the bowl and then you drank it. And then someone says, put some liquor with it. It'll taste better. Then you've got egg, the word egg in there. And it's like, I don't know. Uh-oh. Borrowed Bean actually bought some last night. Oh, my God. She's into it already. And they're excited about having the eggnog on the kitchen table this morning to start the day. Do you put it on your cereal? I put a little eggnog on my Frosted Flakes. I am not getting enough sugar. This eggnog has what many are saying is a too high alcohol by volume content. It's at 15%. 15%. And apparently anything over 10 in some U.S. states, you have to have a liquor license and you have to be classified as a liquor store, so they're not allowed to sell it. But what, 15% is like wine, isn't it? Like 15% is not crazy. It's certainly not beer. Many customers who have raved about it in previous years simply pour the concoction over ice and enjoy. Others report that they need to cut the alcohol content if they're trying to enjoy more than one glass because it gets pretty loaded. However, even Costco agrees that it makes an excellent addition to hot chocolate. Ooh. So just a little, you know, kind of like you'd put a Bailey's in a coffee. You can put this eggnog in your hot chocolate. Hey, if you're a fan of Las Vegas, this is kind of sad, but at the same time, this is progress. The Tropicana is about to come down. It's going to come down Wednesday, and they're actually going to have a live stream of this thing coming down. It has been there since the 50s. They're making way for this beautiful new baseball stadium, and so the permits are complete. This will happen at 2:30 in the morning Las Vegas time, 4:30 Central time on Wednesday. So you'd have to stay up in the middle of the night. But we'll have it for you probably on Thursday's show, how it goes. Because, you know, implosions are kind of a big deal. Boom, 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 and then the whole thing comes down. So bye-bye Tropicana on Wednesday. But if you do want to get up in the middle of the night and you want to watch this, I'll post these links on my website at tylerglennshow.com so you can see the Tropicana come down for yourself. Maybe you had some memories there. And, that's not the only one. I think the MGM is coming down, too. It was closed down earlier this summer to make way for yet another new casino. If you're getting a new place to put your furniture and your appliances and your head on a pillow, yes, a new home, a new place to live, chances are when you get that deal signed, when you purchase a piece of real estate, when you get that dream home, there are going to be some legal implications with that. Now, your realtor will ask you, okay, do you have a lawyer? And If you don't, they will likely recommend one for you. I would say you do have a lawyer. So if you're buying or selling a house, you can already say, no, I have one, Epp Law Office, because they are fantastic. They do a great job crossing the T's, dotting the I's. They'll take care of you every step of the way. They'll even do wills. So once you get into your house and you're all settled in, you're thinking, well, now we've got these assets. What happens if we have to leave and move on to the next life? Well, you want things to fall into place. They do estate law. They do corporate law. They do real estate law. They're on 18th Street where all that construction is going on. Right across from the RBC, Epp Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the Royal Bank. And at Auto Fashion, they'll take care of your vehicle, make it like it's brand new on the inside and even brand new on the outside. People bring their cars from all over the place when they've invested tens of thousands of dollars in a beautiful sports car, sports utility vehicle, some of these trucks, six-figure pickup trucks. And you want to make sure that, okay, I want to make sure the body's going to be lasting for quite some time when you're spending that kind of money on a vehicle. And that's why ceramic coating is so important. And the ceramic coating experts are Auto Fashion. They'll also detail the inside of your vehicle, fine auto finishing. They're SGI and MPI accredited if you've ever got a hail claim. And again, they are coming from all over. And there's no reason why you can't pop by and see Herman and Cass, great family-owned business, Auto Fashion, in Brandon at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. They're right next to the car wash. Look for the green A's. If you know where Lady of the Lake is and the North 40, you'll be able to find Auto Fashion pretty easy. And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, where the fall intake is underway, Building Communities Grant Program. Now, Co-op Week, by the way, is next week, and so we'll have more to say on that. We got two big co-ops as sponsors on the Tyler Glenn Show, Sunrise Credit Union, and, of course, Co-ops of Westmet. And there's going to be all kinds of activities happening with Co-op Week. But again, can't mention this enough because it's such a valuable program to the community. If you're taking part in a not-for-profit group or you've got a special community project that is going on, the Building Communities Grant, this started out as a, hey, wouldn't this be kind of cool if we had people, you know, tell us about their projects that are going, and then Sunrise Credit Union comes in and helps support them financially. And it is now happening more and more often. So they had a spring intake, and now they've got a fall intake. This will happen until Halloween, October the 31st. All you have to do to get all the details on application, criteria, and a whole lot more is visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Again, it's called the Building Communities Grant Program, sunrisecu.mb.ca.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list, and every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Less than $2 a pound for turkeys at Co-op. I think they were $1.89 a pound for turkeys at Co-op. You're going to want turkeys. Of course, it's Canadian Thanksgiving. Then you're going to have company pile in. You're going to need to make breakfast. And that's where this comes in. Taste of Tuesday is this gluten-free pancake and waffle mix from Co-op Gold. It's got blueberries on there. Myself, I like my sugar-free syrup. Yes, I probably... Oh, before I put the syrup on, I want to show you how delightful they turned out. Look at that. Just like your regular run-of-the-mill pancakes, although Tracy made them a little thick. That's okay. I'll take them. She did a great job. Thank you to my lovely assistant. I also pay her in pancakes. She might get one. Cindy says, strawberry jam on pancakes. Ooh. My daughter would be that. I'll have a little bit of this sugar-free. Let me try it without any sauce on it or syrup. Because they're gluten-free. Tastes like a regular pancake. I wouldn't know. They're not gluten-free. In fact, if anything, and it could be because Tracy made them thick, they're spongy. Which tells me when I put the syrup on it.
If they're spongy, oh, the syrup is just going to soak into them. Oh, and that's exactly what's happened. So once I, oh, now I got to just make sure I don't spill. Shit. Oh, wow.
So look at this. They're spongy. And sponges soak things up. They soak up all the beautiful syrup. Mm. Oh, wow. Because that's one thing I don't like about pancakes is you put the syrup on them and the syrup runs off into your sausages and everything. This soaks it all up. They're better than regular pancakes. A lot of other GF pancakes are almost like crepes. I can't speak to that. It may be a bit hard to find because there's a lot of pancake products at your local co-op. Okay, have one more look at it. It's a black bag. And because the non-gluten-free is huge, there's like five shelves of pancake stuff. And if you're looking for gluten-free, there's three because it's a little pricier and it's a specialty product. But I didn't find it even that expensive. $9. That'll last a while. I hardly used any of the bags, so. It'll be good. Well, it'll be a special event thing. Again, when the kids come home, and definitely, oh, try sour cream and strawberry jam. Sour cream. I've never tried that. The Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives. Hmm. I've missed this show. So apparently these women are really into these dirty sodas. The Mormon wives are drinking six sodas a week. So what is a dirty soda? Apparently there is a store in Utah called Swig. And that's where you can go and get a dirty soda. Basically, they're pimped out soda pops. They've added a whole bunch of weird concoctions to traditional soda. It's kind of genius, actually, because people have been doing this on TikTok for years now. So why not get some great recipes at a soda shop and then sell them as dirty sodas? For example, the Texas tab is Dr. Pepper, vanilla, and coconut cream. It's kind of an interesting idea. Demi's concoction has got sparkling water, sugar-free coconut, sugar-free vanilla, sugar-free raspberry, sugar-free pineapple, and then coconut cream. Layla likes a drink called the Bloody Wild. It's got Mountain Dew, mango puree, strawberry puree, and coconut cream. And Nara likes the Island Time. It's got Fresca, passion fruit, mango, coconut cream, and an orange slice in it. Swig. What an interesting place to get a soda. The Dirty Soda Explained. Wow. Soda's been around for quite some time. They've just found a new way to sell soda. Good for them. Let's see how they explain this here.
So everybody's wondering, what's a dirty soda? And dirty soda started as simply a splash of coconut in your favorite drink. Now dirty soda has evolved to so much more. At Swig, we make your favorite drinks even better by adding creams, flavors, and even fruits. And that is a dirty soda. So everybody's wondering, what's a dirty soda? And
that's it. It's pretty quick and easy explanation. Those things were meant for coffee drinks, right? Those sugar-free little squirts of, this one's adding protein to her Dr. Pepper. We were talking about that yesterday on the show, how that's the big thing right now, adding these protein drinks to soda. It's Swig. Oh, so soda is not enough anymore. You have to add things to your soda. And, you know, back when I was a kid, we would add what you call liquor to the soda. If you wanted your soda to change flavor, you would add rum. Yeah, I didn't really like that. Well, how about rye whiskey? Add that to your soda and let's see what that tastes like. And then fun things happen. Not anymore. Kids are getting away from it. And by kids, I mean people in their 20s. They're getting away from booze. People aren't drinking as much. So they, you know, stores still want to sell beverages. So what do? They got to pimp out the beverages. Enter Swig. Getting set for the Big Hunter Hayes Show November the 2nd. We're going to be live streaming from the lobby, the ticket pickup party at the Skydancer Casino on November the 2nd from 4 till 6. That is going to be a great concert at the Skydancer Event Center. I hope you can make it. They've got some beautiful rooms at the Skydancer Casino. Some great new games, including the new slot machines there, the new NFL machines. Squid Games, and a variety of other TV and movie shows, a great assortment of games, lots of great food, and the casino's open 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday. It's a 90-minute drive south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. SkydancerCasino.com for more details. Give them a follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, too. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, thank you again to everybody who dropped by with some food for the food bank and got their tires all checked out. Don't forget that as the cold weather approaches, I mean, we've got beautiful weather for Thanksgiving, but as the cold weather approaches, don't forget to make Murray's your place for the winter tire swap. Yes, lots of people have made their appointments already. Some people are going to wait until that first little snowfall, but either way, do make it Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. They'll get those tires swapped off for you and get the winter treads on so that you're going to be safe and arrive in one piece where you need to go. Thanks to the crew at Murray's. And of course, as always, they'll store your summer tires. And once springtime arrives, they'll store your summer ones as well. Are your winter ones. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And finally, the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, your place for some great entertainment at the Buffalo Bar. Don't forget, they've got live entertainment each and every weekend through October. Check out the amazing calendar of events at elkhornresort.mb.ca. You'll find them online on social media too, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Elkhorn Resort, great place to take the family or go for a nice romantic weekend. And don't forget, they've got the Clarso Nordic Spa special, the one-night package, a one-night stay in a deluxe room and two Clarso passes for $268. And a two-night package is $398. And the tribute to the Highwaymen is on the way this weekend with a special dinner and show. Lots going on. It's a hub of activity, not just in the summertime, but even more so in the wintertime. It's one-stop shopping, a great place to go hang out and have some family fun and entertainment, water slides, the spa, and more at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, Clear Lake. Because it's not everywhere where you can take pictures. Did you know that there's 17 countries where photography is banned? We're the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. These do not sound like fun places if you can't take pictures. For example, in museums, some museums ban photography. Some only ban flash photography, and some ban types of either only for certain pieces of art. The rules vary, but often can be quite strict. And, of course, shows. But I think that those rules are getting lax more and more as time goes on. But here's the countries. Here's the countries where they don't like you taking pictures. Algeria, photos near military bases, police stations, or anything or anyone that is related to authority is forbidden in Algeria. In Australia, you can't take pictures in Uluru Kata-Tatua National Park for whatever reason. In Cuba, taking photos of government buildings and military personnel is forbidden. Now they tell me. I think I've got some pictures of the government buildings. They didn't do anything for me. To me. In Egypt, you can't take pictures in the Valley of the Kings. They have a strict no photography rule. In France, the Eiffel Tower. You're saying, wait a second. I've seen pictures of the Eiffel Tower. That's because they're taken during the day. But it's illegal to take pictures of the Eiffel Tower at night. You have to get a special government permit. Talk about useless trivia. And I don't think there's anybody has pictures from inside this castle in Germany. Can't take pictures. There's places in the world they still don't like you to take pictures. In India, Mumbai, certain areas of Mumbai don't allow photography. And especially selfies. Can you imagine? Hi, Mom. Can you send me some money? I'm in jail in India. What'd you do? I took a selfie. the Taj Mahal is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You're not allowed to take photos of the Sistine Chapel. In Japan, temples, shrines, and religious statues are off-limits. In the Netherlands, the red light district. So most places in Amsterdam are fine for you to take photos of, even of their famous coffee shops. However, photography is permitted inside the buildings in the red light district. You can do what you want in Amsterdam. You can smoke what you want. You can be with the boys and girls of Amsterdam. It is legal. You cannot take a camera with you. They don't want it. They don't mind the prostitution. What they don't want is pornography. But if you do want to travel to those countries and take pictures and fill out the paperwork, I will post the link to this story at my website at tylerglennshow.com. So this is something they're doing in Texas, and this could be the future of shopping as we know it. And their Sam's Club is opening a store in Dallas that offers a glimpse into the future. The club, the Sam's Club, will have no checkout lanes. Will display online-only items and will have a larger area for fulfilling e-commerce orders and curbside delivery. Now, Sam's Club and Costco are competitors. Obviously, they've got the whole buy 5,000 rolls of toilet paper at one time. But what do you think about getting rid of the checkout altogether? Now, Amazon tried this when you walked out with stuff and they immediately put it onto your credit card. This is a little bit different. This could be how Walmart looks going forward. Certainly Sam's Club. This is the front of the store. You simply walk out. What happens is you hold your phone up to the item and you say, I want this. Okay, it's yours. Are you charging this? Yes. Bang, 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 done. For some of the bigger items, you might have to go to the area where there is like a customer service counter and they'll give you the item or load it into the back of your car. But I find that the times that I do go to Costco, and they're few and far between, but I do go, the lineups are insane. If you take a look at the Christmas tree there with the Santa, there's a sign there that says scan the QR code. Same thing by the patio furniture and the little fireplace there. It says scan this QR code for details and pricing. So you can just buy it right there. It's called Scan and Go. Scan and Go. Just as the saying says, you hold up your phone, it's connected to your credit card, you scan it, and you're done. And you get rid of the self-check, you get rid of the people check, and bada bing, bada boom, you're on your way. That is pretty amazing. I want to see this in action. I wonder if they've got... Well, and they do. It looks like they do.
Lining up for the cashier could soon be a thing of the past, at least the living, breathing version.
The lineup where you stand in line, patiently sometimes saying, why can't they speed up the line? And why am I in the line for 10 minutes? That experience will disappear.
Yeah, I like automated. That's my fave.
Oh, it's faster. You're in, you're out quickly.
Polling suggests the pandemic and the emphasis on avoiding contact with others has made automated shopping more attractive.
I think people are starting to really see their experience a little bit differently and will actually value the self-checkout option a little bit more. In fact, we're seeing it in our numbers.
Can I have just a self-checkout and the person who's responsible for the self-checkout to come and help me? Is the green light? Bing, 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 bing. Yes. Time to say farewell. Thank you again, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again, tomorrow at 7. Thanks for being here, guys. It's always a pleasure. Enjoy that sunshine, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim. that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.